Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mike DeLahaz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLahaz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Temple reaches second base with a double. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keene. Landis reaches second base with a double. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike De La Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. Freese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haas misplays the ball. That's an error on De La Haas. Minoso moves to third. Freese moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Freeze. Keene moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh now playing center field. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sievers moves to third. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sievers scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freeze hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Minoso scores. Freeze moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. Ginsburg is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freeze scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona is called out on strikes. One out. Mike DeLahas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahas is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLahas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Stigman now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Hoz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers strikes out. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Keene reaches second base with a double. Temple moves to third. Dick Donovan now pitching. Schirmlaller now catching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Temple scores. Keene moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-3, White Sox. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. Power moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power scores. Keough moves to third. It's 6-5, White Sox. Mike De La Hoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Hoz is 0-for-2 in the game. De La Hoz hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keough tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 6, Indians, 6. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freese hits a line drive into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stigman is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Aspromonte moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. Temple moves to second. It's 7-6, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. There goes Keene trying to get to third. Landis throws the ball into Freeze, who tags Keene for the out. Power moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-6, Indians. Bubba Phillips pinch hits for Marty Keogh. Frank Bauman now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing center field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis strikes out. One out. Earl Averill pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Turk Lowne now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Francona is called out on strikes. One out. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-2 in the game. Stigman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Hoz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.